Oracle and AWS. FSx for ONTAP as a lever for gradual modernization, the most relevant signal in this is for architects still carrying critical Oracle workloads is not to abandon them. It is to orchestrate them with cloud-native primitives that deliver real HA without forcing a rewrite. FSx for NetApp ONTAP changes the storage equation for Oracle on AWS in concrete ways. This briefing analyzes what changes in practice, the real trade-offs, and how to position this layer within a gradual modernization strategy. There is a category of workload that no modernization roadmap manages to eliminate on schedule. Oracle in production in a financial environment with 99.99% SLA and regulatory audit over every transaction. After 16 years moving between engineering and solution architecture, I have learned that the honest answer to that scenario is not migrate to Aurora, it is reduce operational risk today and open the modernization window tomorrow. The recent AWS architecture blog signal on Oracle Acha with FSx for NetApp ONTAP is exactly that window. A combination of cloud-native primitives that delivers enterprise-grade HA without requiring you to abandon Oracle Data Guard, ASM, or the license contracts your CFO has already amortized. This briefing breaks down what this architecture actually delivers, where it fails if misconfigured, and how to position it as the first move in an incremental modernization strategy, not as a final destination. The real problem, why Oracle HA on AWS has always been hard. Oracle in high availability has storage requirements that do not map well to the classic ephemeral TSBS disk model. ASM, automatic storage management, requires direct access to block devices with low latency and predictable I/O behavior. Data guard in maximum availability mode needs the redo log to be confirmed on the standby before returning to the primary, which amplifies any latency variation between zones. The historical result was a choice between three evils. 1. Use ABS with super provisioned IOPS to compensate for variability, inflating costs by 3 squats. 2. Accept a degraded RPO by operating data guard in maximum performance mode. Or 3, keep Oracle on-premises and only extend to AWS via Direct Connect, losing elasticity benefits. FSx for NetApp ONTAP changes this equation because it is a managed service that exposes enterprises and semantics, consistent snapshots, block-based replication with Snap Mirror, thin provisioning, deduplication, and inline compression over multi-AZ AWS infrastructure. The critical difference from EBS is that ONTAP treats the volume as a first-class entity with file system-level consistency guarantees, not just at the block level. For Oracle, this means an ONTAP snapshot captures a consistent state of the data file without requiring begin backup mode, reducing the risk window during backups and simplifying the recovery runbook. Concrete configuration. What really matters in the storage layer. The most common trap I see in Oracle's FSx implementations is treating FSx ONTAP as a generic NAS and mounting everything via NFS V3. For Oracle in financial production, the correct protocol is SEC with dedicated LANs per ISM disk group, one for data, one for redo log, redo, and one for FRA, fast recovery area. The separation is not cosmetic. It allows distinct cross policies per ONTAP volume. And the redo log in particular benefits from a volume with tiering policies none, no movement to code capacity, and snapshot policy none. Redo snapshots are useless and consume space. At the FSx level, the multi-AZ deployment automatically creates an active ASIF pair of file servers with synchronous replication via Snap Mirror between AZs. The critical configuration point is the preferred subnet and standby subnet. They must be in distinct AZs with symmetric routes via transit gateway or VPC peering, never via internet gateway. Latency between AZs in the same IWS region is typically 1 Z. With the synchronous snap mirror, this translates to 2 for additional overhead on the redo commit, acceptable for OLTP, but needs to be measured with AWR before going to production. For encryption, the correct path is KMS with a customer-managed CMK. With KMS, generate data key without plain text restricted by ABIOS. Source VPC condition, preventing the key from being used outside the database VPC. Combine this with ABUS, requested region to prevent accidental cross-region exfiltration. FSX ONTAP supports encryption at rest by default, but the CMK needs to be explicitly configured at file system creation. It is not retroactive. What changes for architects with this signal? Oracle HaSHA is no longer a provision IOPS problem. FSX ONTAP with adaptive QoS eliminates defensive IODOs over provisioning. Storage cost drops 60-70% without degrading SLA. ONTAP snapshots as a modernization primitive. An ONTAP snapshot clone can be mounted read-only by a Glue EMR instance for incremental ETL without impacting the primary. This is the foundation of a zero downtime migration strategy. DataGuard Plus Snap Mirror are not redundant. Snap Mirror protects against infrastructure failure, hardware AZID. DataGuard protects against logical corruption, application bug, accidental truncation. The two layers are complementary, not substitutable. The failover runbook changes with FSX Multi-AZ. Storage failover is automatic and transparent to Oracle. The ICC endpoint does not change. DataGuard failover is still manual or requires Oracle Observer, combining both for RTO 60s. Oracle licensing on AWS has nuance. EC2s with BioOracle AC2IC counts vCPUs, not sockets. R7E.8SDarge has 32 vCPUs, 16 Oracle cores. Size to fit the licensing model before choosing the instance type. The mistake here costs more than all the infrastructure. Asterisk. Observability needs to cover 3 layers. CloudWatch for FSX metrics, volume read ops, storage capacity utilization, WAS for internal Oracle, and OpenTelemetry to correlate application latency with storage events. Without all 3, incident diagnosis takes hours. Strategic positioning. FSX ONTAP as first move, not as destination. The most dangerous framing mistake I hear in architecture committees is treating the Oracle FSX migration as an isolated infrastructure project. It is not. It is the first move in a three-act sequence that, if well orchestrated, leads to a final state where Oracle is optional, not mandatory, ACSWUM, stabilize. Migrate Oracle to EC2's FSX ONTAP Multi-AZ with DataGuard. The goal is not to modernize. It is to eliminate the operational risk of on-premises hardware and gain ONTAP snapshots as a backup clone primitive. In this act, you do not touch the schema, do not change application drivers, do not question the data model, KPIs, RT20s, storage cost 60%, ACK2's instrument with Oracle stable on AWS. You have access to ONTAP snapshots that can be cloned in seconds and mounted on analysis instances. Use this to feed a Glue pipeline that reads Oracle data files via JDBC, not via block snapshot. JDBC guarantees transactional consistency and writes to S3s in Parquet format. This pipeline is the embryo of your data mesh. It separates operational data from analytical data without touching the primary, ACK3s. Migrate incrementally. With the Glue pipeline running, you have real visibility into the Oracle schema, dependencies, data types, procedures that need to be rewritten. Now the conversation with the development team about migrating to Aurora PostgreSQL or RDS Oracle has concrete data. Which tables have high volume, which procedures are critical, What is the cost of rewriting each module? The decision to migrate stops being political and becomes engineering. This sequencing matters because each act delivers independent value. If Act 3 never happens due to regulatory or political constraints, you still left on premises, reduced cost, and gained real HA. The risk of a Big Bang migration, which is the alternative, is that if it fails at Act 3, you have lost everything. Licensing trap, the invisible cost that sinks the business case Oracle counts, physical cores for BL licensing on AWS, but AWS publishes a conversion factor, 1vCPU0, sync Oracle core for hyper-threading instances. An R7i Z6 large has 64 vCPUs, 32 Oracle cores. If you migrated from an on-premises server with 2 sockets times 8 cores, 16 Oracle cores, you just doubled your license exposure without noticing. Always calculate the Oracle processor core factor before choosing the instance type. For financial environments with license audits, consider dedicated hosts for explicit control over the number of physical sockets. The cost of the dedicated host may be less than the audit penalty, observability and operations. What CloudWatch does not tell you about Oracle? The most critical gap in Oracle as FSCX operations that I find in well-architected reviews is the absence of correlation between storage metrics and internal Oracle events. CloudWatch delivers excellent FSCX metrics, volume read latency, volume write latency, storage capacity utilization, network throughput, but they do not talk to Oracle's AWR, Automatic Workload Repository. When a DBA reports the database is slow, you need to know whether the bottleneck is storage I/O, FSX, internal latch contention, Oracle, or network latency between application and database. The solution I implement is a 3-layer pipeline. One CloudWatch with alarms on volume read latency 1 mess for 5 consecutive minutes. This triggers an SNS that notifies the operations team before the user notices. Do, a Python Lambda script that queries Sysmetric and active session history via JDBC every 60 seconds and publishes custom metrics to CloudWatch with weight class and event dimensions. This maps Oracle weight events to CloudWatch metrics. 3. OpenTelemetry in the application middleware that propagates trace ID down to the JDBC driver, allowing correlation of a slow HTTP request with the specific Oracle weight event that caused it. For FSX specifically, storage capacity utilization above 80% is a critical signal. ONTAP starts degrading thin provisioning performances above that threshold. Configure a CloudWatch alarm with an automatic volume expansion action via AWS CLI, AWS FSX update volume volume ID ONTAP configuration tiering policy. FSX ONTAP supports online expansion without downtime. Use this as part of the capacity management runbook. Anti-patterns that destroy the business case. Asterisk mounting everything via NFS V3. NFS V3 does not support adequate locking for Oracle data files. Use ISCC for data in Redo, NFS V4. One only for backups and exports. Using ONTAP snapshot as a data guard substitute, snapshots protect against infrastructure failure, not logical corruption. A tlet from orders where 1-1 without where clause is replicated by snap mirror before you notice, asterisk, not calculating Oracle core factor before choosing instance type. Accidentally doubling Oracle core count in a migration can cost more in licensing than all AWS infrastructure per year. Enabling automatic tiering on the redo log volume. The redo log needs submillicon latency. Tiering to S3s introduces object retrieval latency that can cause commit failure. Tiering policy none is mandatory for a redo. Asterisk treating Oracle FSX migration as an isolated infrastructure project without the Glue SS3's pipeline from Act 2's, you merely replicated the on-premises problem to the cloud with different cost. The real value lies in the incremental modernization that ONTAP snapshots enable, the counterintuitive insight. Two replication layers are cheaper than one. The instinctive reaction to seeing Snap, Mirror, plus DataGuard together is we are paying twice for the same thing. In practice, it is the opposite. Synchronous Snap Mirror eliminates the need to provision extra IOPS on the standby to keep redo apply current. The storage is already replicated. DataGuard in maximum availability with redo log on FSX ONTAP has lower network overhead than on EBS because ONTAP absorbs latency variability locally. The total cost of both layers is lower than the cost of a single super provisioned EBS IO2s trying to do the work of both. The horizon when Oracle becomes optional. The question every financial CTO asks me after seeing this architecture is, when can we leave Oracle for good? The honest answer is that it depends on three variables that are not technical. 1. The volume of PL, LSSQL, stored procedures with embedded business logic, which need to be rewritten, not migrated. 2. The Oracle license contracts in force, which may have early exit penalty clauses. And 3, the regulatory tolerance for database changes in systems of record. What the FSX ONTAP plus Glue S3's architecture does is transform these three variables from absolute blockers into manageable variables. The Glue pipeline from Act 2 delivers a live inventory of the Oracle schema. You know exactly how many procedures exist, which are called frequently, which can be replaced by application logic. This transforms the conversation from migrate the database to migrate module by module, with each module having an independent business case. In financial environments I have followed, the most common path is to keep Oracle for the transactional core, ledger, positions, settlement, and migrate to Aurora PostgreSQL, the peripheral modules, regulatory reporting, onboarding, KYC. This reduces Oracle license exposure by 40-60% without touching the highest risk systems. FSX ONTAP remains as the storage layer for residual Oracle, and the Glue pipeline feeds the data mesh with data from both databases, creating a unified analytical layer that does not depend on which relational database is underneath. This is the realistic end state, not zero Oracle, but Oracle as a choice, not a prison. And FS6 on top is the infrastructure that makes that horizon reachable without a big bang that no financial regulator would approve. Curator's note. In practice, what I would do first is implement the three-layer observability pipeline before any migration, CloudWatch, Sysmetric via Lambda, and OpenTelemetry in the middleware. Without this baseline, you have no way to prove that the migration improved or did not degrade performance, and in a regulated financial environment, that proof is as important as the SLA. The most expensive lesson I have learned in Oracle Cloud projects is that the problem is rarely the database. It is the absence of data to diagnose the database. FS6 ONTAP elegantly solves the storage problem, but observability is what saves you at 3 a.m. during a production incident. Verdict: adopt as first move, not as final solution. FSX for NetApp ONTAP with Oracle DataGuard in multi-AZ is the most mature Oracle HR architecture available on AWS today, and the AWS architecture blog signal confirms that AWS is investing in this direction. For architects in financial environments, the recommendation is clear. Use this combination as Act 1 of a 3-act modernization strategy. It delivers RTO 6s, RPO VINs, a 60-70% reduction in storage cost, and, most importantly, opens the window for for incremental modernization via ONTAP snapshots and glue pipelines without requiring a big bang. The risk of not acting is continuing to pay the operational and licensing cost of an on-premises Oracle that increasingly hinders the adoption of modern architectures. The risk of acting is manageable if you correctly sequence the 3 acts and instrument observability before migrating. Start Act 1 this quarter.